The demand for therapy has skyrocketed with the pandemic, racial violence, and economic troubles of the past year or so, and in the hardest-hit communities, the need has been the greatest. As Judith Kogan reports, a Boston psychologist is helping communities of color heal through a process that has traditionally eluded them.
At a recent virtual meeting, professional Black women in the public health field shared what they'd been told about therapy.
Growing up, I was told that therapy is something for crazy people and that you should be able to pray to overcome whatever you're going through.
I've heard that therapy is only for rich people.
Rich white people.
My grandmother always said, what happens in this house stays in this house.
Jeff Davis, captain of Boston's Black Men Run, says that for Black men, the message is even more severe.
We're not supposed to have emotions. If you have emotion, you can maybe shed a tear, one tear, solitary tear. You can be really angry or you can be completely apathetic. Those are your options.
The Boston psychologist Charmaine Jackman is trying to change those perceptions. At the start of 2020, she launched InnoPsych, an online platform whose motto is trying to change the face of therapy. Jackman leads workshops to destigmatize and demystify therapy among communities of color.
Because it can be very mysterious, right? Because it happens behind closed doors.
Shortly after InnoPsych went live, COVID hit. Then the traumas around racial justice. Now, there's a spike in demand for therapists, even among communities of color. Jackman knows that finding the right therapist is key to its success. To that end, InnoPsych has created a national directory of therapists of color. It's important, Jackman says, to have a therapist who understands how you walk in the world.
It takes away that having to explain the unexplainable.
A cultural match also tends to make the relationship feel more trustful.
If you're not going to share what's going on for you in that therapy process, then it's not going to be effective.
Jackman says some platform users have reported that white therapists have committed microaggressions or used the therapy session to unpack their white guilt.
When clients experience that in the therapy space, it doesn't feel emotionally safe. You know, it's almost causing harm in that process.
According to the American Psychological Association, only 13% of therapists are people of color, and only 4% are Black. Requests for their services have outpaced the supply. So Jackman's cultivating a pipeline, encouraging young people of color to enter the field and helping therapists of color, many of whom work for corporations, to open their own practices. Jessica Estelle Huggins, a Black filmmaker who found her therapist through InnoPsych, is optimistic about her generation's openness to therapy.
Millennials are really into breaking generational curses, trying to figure out what it means to live our best lives. A lot of that has to do with being honest and getting dirty about things that are painful. But what do we do to either fix whatever the situation is or learn how to live with it? That's the complicated thing about trauma, is figuring out how to deal with it, dealing with the ebbs and flows of really daily emotions when you're trying to just exist in the world.
Jeff Davis says therapy has helped him unlearn narratives coded to him over time.
Therapy has helped me kind of name the emotions and frankly connect my thoughts and intention with my action and behavior, right? As an African-American Black man in this country, it is a literal threat to my survival if I act out and I'm angry in public.
Psychologist Charmaine Jackman sees hope in the escalating numbers of people of color using the directory. To others, still thinking about it, she's encouraging.
Therapy was not made for us, but it doesn't mean that we can't make it work for us.
And she's nurturing every part of the process to help make it happen. For Here and Now, I'm Judith Kogan.